We are back on the KYMN Morning Show and joined by a couple of special guests, a couple of Rotarians. We have Jim Lowe joining us. Jim, good morning.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And Scott Richardson. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jeff.
Now, why don't we start off by figuring out what do you guys do for the Rotary Club? Are you in charge of the turkey trot? Are you committee chairs?
All right. So we have a committee that puts the trot together every year. Mm-hmm. And this year we're pleased to present an active race. Last year we did, we called it a virtual or a, what was the term we used?
Well, free range.
Free range race last year. And that was a lot of fun. But this year we're going to get together again over at the White Center in Carleton and have a race on Thanksgiving morning.
Well, I salute you for having the free range race last year. But I think everyone could agree that that's not quite the same. It's going to be great having a people. I mean, this is a big event for Northfield. And it's a Thanksgiving tradition. And getting together, you know, en masse is a cool thing.
Yeah, we think it is.
Yeah, well, this is sort of Northfield's unofficial homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And in a normal year, we'll get 1,000 plus over there. People coming back for the holidays, opportunity to connect. I think it probably serves the same function as Facebook, only we were there first in 2000 with the first turkey trot. So.
And you don't have to be good to do it. I have seen people do that, and you can walk, you can do it. Like I know a few people have even bailed out midway through.
You want to name names?
No, I don't.
No, you can run, you can walk, you can bring your dog and walk with them. You can push a stroller if you've got small children. So
yeah, it's all about the family.
We want them to come together and enjoy the event.
Absolutely. Right. One of the things we wanted to talk about today, with Thanksgiving still almost a month away, it's very easy to procrastinate and delay signing up until you're just absolutely sure everyone's going to be there. Well, this year, we need you to sign up early. With the supply chain problems that we're having, it's hard to get T-shirts quickly. So we're going to cut off our T-shirts this Friday, November 5th. So if you want to guarantee yourself a chance to get a shirt when you sign up, please sign up this week. You can still sign up afterwards, but there won't be a current shirt available for you.
And you could still run, but yes, you just won't be the most fashionable person.
Cutting edge
fashion.
And of course, the motivation for this is raising money for a lot of the Rotary projects that we do, including Youth Exchange, Polio Plus, international service projects, even local service projects. Mm-hmm. So that's the opportunity, is the little philanthropy and generosity on a day of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and your money will go a long way. The Rotarians support just a number of great causes, as you had just mentioned. You're such an active group. You always have something going on.
Well, you know what I've heard is we're the club that gets things done. And, you know, that is true.
I think it is. You know, we take a lot of pride in the steps that Rotary's taken to eradicate polio worldwide. Mm-hmm. Locally, we've been sponsoring a water project in Guatemala and have had a lot of direct contact with that project, and that's been really neat to learn about.
And there are a lot of clubs that get a lot of things done. We'll throw that out there. But the Rotarians have a lot on their plate, and they just keep on going at it.
Yeah.
And the Turkey Trot, boy, looking forward to that. How do they register? Do they go to the website? Or?
Great. Thanks for asking that question. If you go to the Northfield Rotary website, you'll very quickly be drawn to the sign-up page. And then once you follow those very simple steps, you can get linked right in. Scott, anything further you want to add on that?
Well, no, just the price is $25. If you sign up before Friday, which we hope you do, you'll get a 2021 commemorative Turkey Trot T-shirt. If you sign up after that, and you can still sign up on the website after that, can't you?
Oh, for sure. Even on the race day, you can sign up.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll allow that option up until the gun goes off on Thanksgiving morning. But please sign up early. We'd love to know who's going to be there, and we'd be happy to get a shirt for you.
Yeah, is there any way of telling, you know, after taking a year off, as you had mentioned before, Scott, that you have over 1,000 people have been running this, and you hit that 1,000 mark a few years ago, and you just keep on kind of adding to it. Any idea what kind of turnout you're expecting this year from at least from the preliminary signups?
Well, I can tell you that as of last week, we were about 50% ahead of schedule on the sign-up. So I was very nervous that because we hadn't done it for a year that the signing would be a little bit slower. But so far it's been pretty good.
Good.
But that's still well below the 1,000 the 1,000 runner mark. So we're hoping that we can get some more signups this week.
All right.
So. And I've always said we're Northfield's kind of an 11th hour town. So between that and I think some pent up demand, I think we will be very close to that 1,000 mark.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Scott Richardson and Jim Lowe from the Northfield Rotary Club. The Turkey Trot is coming up Christmas Day. No, don't.
You'll be no, 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 no.
Thanksgiving, that other that other holiday. Thanksgiving Day, and is it still going to be at Central Park, the White Center? Is that where you're
Yes, that's where we'll meet. And you know, if you get there around 8 o'clock and kind of get stretched out and get ready to go, the race will start at 9. And it's just amazing. By about 10 o'clock, the whole area just empties. And off, you're off to have your Thanksgiving Day.
So. Yeah, it's a quick hitter.
Yeah, well, it depends. For some of us, 5K, that's not really a quick hit. Yeah. Long, slow, painful hit.
You have all day to recover, though, after that.
Yeah. Food, family, and football. That's, yep. That's Thanksgiving.
Now, are you guys both
in my
running? Because one of you could probably, like, pull me in a wagon or something behind you so I can.
Well, Jim and I will be busy facilitating this event. So,
but I think
you're
both,
on your own.
We're both sponsoring teams, though. I'm pretty sure, right? Yeah. You've got there'll be a few Richardsons running. I know that the Low Riders will be there in full force. So.
Yeah, the Low Riders love that
Richardson Raiders. Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Is there anything else about the Turkey Trot that you'd like to mention, or about the Rotary Club and what things that you have coming up?
Yeah, well, let me ahead. Say this about the Turkey Trot itself. It's a time chip time race.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who are really interested in qualifying for different events, we'll have that available to them. We do name the top male runner, top female runner, but of course, I'd say most of our participants aren't there for the accolades. They're there for the fellowship.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And encourage you to dress up for Turkey Day. Well, dress up warmly, but also, you know, have that Thanksgiving spirit. It's fun to see the actual people dress up as turkeys. It's kind of a neat thing. So don't be afraid to snazz it up a little bit.
Yeah. Now, if you have a lot of people dressed up as a turkey, does that kind of mess with the official scoring?
No.
We had a turkey come in 7th, 9th, 14th, 33rd, 58th. All right. Well, gentlemen, it's a great tradition that you're carrying on. Thank you very much for the Rotarians for sponsoring this. A lot of fun. And we look forward to get signed up by this Friday. We look forward to seeing you out there on Thanksgiving Day.
And you're bringing the yams, right?
I'm bringing the yams.
All right.
You bet. As many yams as I need.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. Zero yams.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Once again, Jim Lowe and Scott Richardson from the Northfield Rotary Club.